Welcome back to the University of Illinois Press podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Hess. I am joined today by Dr. David Aliano, an associate professor of Italian and history at the College of Mount St. Vincent, as well as the new editor of the Italian American Review at the University of Illinois Press. Dr. Aliano, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
It is great to have you as the new editor of the Italian American Review. Before we get into some of the details about your vision for the journal, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? What is your background in the field of Italian American studies?
Sure. My interest in the field of Italian American studies began over 20 years ago while I was a graduate student of the late Philip V. Canestraro, who is a distinguished professor of modern Italian history and Italian American studies at the City University of New York, the Graduate Center, and Queens College. It was also while working as a graduate college assistant at the John D. Calandra Italian American Institute. This was where I got introduced to the major works in the field and a lot of the new works that were being written during that time period. It was really an exciting moment in the field when there was a lot of innovative scholarship being produced. Personally, I was particularly influenced by scholars who repositioned Italian and Italian-American experiences from a transnational perspective. And since, over the past two decades, I have researched and published widely on topics related to Italian migration and identity, especially in the diaspora. My research interests focus on the formation of national and ethnic identities, Italian fascism and anti-fascism, and the transnational intersections of culture, politics, and identity in Italy, Latin America, and the United States. My first book, which came out in 2012, Mussolini's National Project in Argentina, deals with the interplay of the Italian fascist regime and the Italian immigrant community in Argentina, and the way in which identity, Italian identity, was negotiated both from the state but also from communities abroad, which I argue validates the role of Italian immigrants in reshaping Italian discourses from below and from the diaspora outside of Italy. My current book project is more on a cultural level. It builds on this approach, looking at American travel encounters with Italy's changing political landscape from fascism through the post-war reconstruction. So it looks at the relationship between the two peoples and the ways in which culture and politics intersect with one another in the formation of identity, national and ethnic identities.
You're obviously experienced in publishing. Publishing a journal at a university level is a completely different beast, for lack of a better word. Can you tell me about your experience in this type of publishing?
My experience actually first began at the John D. Calandra Italian American Institute, working as the managing editor of an earlier iteration of this journal from 2001 to 2005. It was helping prepare manuscripts for publication that I really was first introduced to the field, but also got an inside look at the academic publishing process. More recently, I've spent the previous 10 years up until this year working on the Ethnic Studies Review. The Ethnic Studies Review is a multidisciplinary peer-reviewed journal of the Association for Ethnic Studies, published through the University of California Press. I served as the associate editor and this past year as the editor of the journal before accepting this position as the editor of the Italian American Review. And that's where I really gained an appreciation for the publishing process and understanding of the different stages and the complexity that's involved in publishing an academic journal, from identifying and getting scholars to do blind peer reviews right up till the copy editing process and the proofing process at the other end of the production and the amount of time that it takes. We always have the impression that everything just works smoothly in an academic press like clockwork and the new issue appears. But there's a lot of work and there are a lot of eyes that were involved in reviewing manuscripts through every step of the way. And I really gained an appreciation of that process through my work with the Ethnic Studies Review. And also, and I think importantly, I learned the importance of having a good editorial team around me. And I think so much of what's done in academic journal publishing is really dependent on the quality of the people that are working on the journal and also on the generosity of the scholars who agree to do peer reviews and book reviews and submit their work for our consideration. So I think we really do depend very much also on the work of others in order to have a successful journal. And that's something, honestly, I'm very much looking forward to. We have an excellent team at the Italian American Review, and I think they already do tremendous work, and we've worked very, very well together. So that to me is fundamental to a successful academic journal.
As the new editor of the Italian American Review, what are things you envision changing or adding to the journal?
I think I'd really just like to continue the innovative work that was done by my two predecessors, Joe Sciorra and Marcella Bencivenni. I think they really have moved the journal in a way that's especially innovative and cutting edge in the field, by looking at the questions related to the Italian-American experience in a truly interdisciplinary way, and also in a way that is comparative as well as transnational. And I just hope to build upon that. In particular, something I learned from my previous experience in the Ethnic Studies Review is the importance of situating Italian-American studies in the wider discourses and debates ongoing on the creation of race and ethnicity in the United States, as well as in other countries. And the value of looking at those experiences comparatively outside of the United States and Latin America and around the world. So I hope to continue to build upon that, something that really is a direction that my predecessors have already done very well in setting the journal on that course. And I just hope to continue the work that they've already done to continue to grow and build upon it by expanding our readership and our international as well as national profile, and to solicit articles from scholars both in Italy and Latin America as well as in the United States, because there is a lot of great work being done. And I just hope that I can continue to move forward that work and the mission of the journal.
I wanted to go back to your studies in the field of Italian American studies. You've spent your entire professional career immersed in this. How have you seen the field change since you started teaching?
I think that's a great question, and I'm really encouraged by the way the field has moved since I first began doing research and teaching in the field, adopting more, not just transnational, but also comparative approaches that's in dialogue with scholars working on Italian studies in Italy. And I think Italy is uniquely situated as a country that historically was a country of emigration, with a mass migration out of Italy, and it currently, since the 1970s, has become a nation of immigrants. And the way in which the history of the Italian migrant experience historically is especially relevant to Italy today, as they are currently debating and coming to terms with the realities of emerging as a multicultural 21st century nation of immigrants. And I think a lot of the work that we have been doing in Italian American studies is especially relevant for those ongoing debates. And I think we as scholars benefit from the work that's being done in Italy. Something that I really have noticed, a really welcome growth of the field, is the increasing interest in Italy for Italian American studies. Some of the contributors in the Italian American Review in recent years are in fact scholars based in Italy. They're positioned in American studies departments in Italy, looking at these questions of the Italian experience in other countries in the United States, as well as Latin America and around the world. And I think there's a especially engaging dialogue that's being done, cross-disciplinary dialogue between scholars of Italy and scholars of Italians around the world in Latin America and in the United States. Just to share with you a personal experience, 2 years ago, I benefited from being a faculty member of the Italian Diaspora Studies Summer Seminar, which was sponsored through the Università di Roma Tre and the Studi di Roma Tre and the John D. Calandra Italian American Institute. And we had fellows from Italy as well as the United States. And it gave me the opportunity to meet a lot of the scholars doing fascinating work on Italian American studies related issues across different disciplines. in Italy. And I think there's tremendous potential further growth in the field, thinking in a broad comparative and transnational way about these issues that the Italian American Studies scholars have been dealing with over a number of years.
For the past year, Italian American scholars and the entire world has been dealing with COVID. Italy was one of the first countries to shut down last spring. How did you have to alter your teaching style and your curriculum to accommodate the needs of isolated students and the world that shut down?
It's a challenge that all of us as educators have had to deal with over the past year. One course in particular that was radically changed last spring for me was a study abroad course that I normally teach. Every year I do a course in the spring with an extension then that goes to Rome for 2 weeks. And that's how we planned it for last year. We had to turn that into a virtual trip to Rome. So we did a lot of 360-degree museum tours, 4K walking tours. It was bittersweet. The students benefited. We all benefited from the technology that made it possible. I think if I had designed the course that way originally, students would have had a great time. It's a bit bittersweet since we had planned to actually be in Italy and we were seeing on a computer screen what we would have seen in person. But the students were great about it and we got through it all right. I think many of the classes that I teach are Italian or Italian studies related. And especially in the spring, New York City, as I'm sure you well know, was one of the first epicenters in the United States. And worldwide, Italy was one of the other epicenters. And I think in some ways it helped us deal with the traumatic experience of the spring, the assignments that we did related to how Italy was also dealing with the same pandemic. And I think it really taught our students a greater sense of solidarity with our global community and with people in other countries. Some of the activities involve conversations with Italian speakers in Italy. And of course, one of the topics was the pandemic and how to deal with COVID. In my fall classes as well, I think in terms of the course material, I think some of the themes that have always been important to my courses, I teach courses related to the migration experience. Last fall, I taught a course, for example, on Italians around the world, and a course called Giving Voice to the Voiceless about migrant and refugee narratives in Italy. So migrants going into Italy. And many of the stories in both classes deal with the immigrant experience, the hardships that they faced, and the struggles that they faced in their new countries. And I think these themes really resonated a lot with students who were also themselves in life outside of class going through a difficult and traumatic year in many ways. The sense of dislocation and nostalgia that came through in many of our course themes were ones that I think really resonated with students that they could relate to.
You spent your entire professional career teaching Italian American studies, but immersing yourself in the culture, can you tell me a little bit about your experience and where you've traveled and the difference between sitting in a classroom and telling people and taking people over somewhere and showing them?
It's a difficult to replicate experience in the classroom, and you can study material in an abstract way, but I think it's the experience of interacting with people on the ground in different places. I think it adds nuance to your perspective. I think it helps you contextualize, especially what you're researching and what you're reading. I spent quite a bit of time in Rome. Rome is really my second city after New York. I go back every year and I spent a significant amount of time in Rome doing my research for both books, my current project and also my first book. And I also spent time doing my research in Argentina, Buenos Aires. Experiences of interacting with people and talking with people about what your research is about and about your topic that gives you a different perspective than you might otherwise get just from the research that you do in the archives. I could go on about a lot of stories, but the last time I was in Argentina was during the World Cup year, and it was when Italy won the World Cup. And just Argentina, as I'm sure you well know, is another soccer nation, and just the interactions were wonderful with the people in Buenos Aires watching the games in cafes, and also a country that has such a significant Italian-Argentine community, being able to interact with Italo Argentines was also a great experience that helped me understand, I think, the material that I was dealing with in the archive even better.
Let's talk about the latest issue of the Italian American Review. What topics do the articles address? And can you tell me about some of the contributors?
It's an issue that I think really does reflect important debates that are ongoing in the field, and that also reflects some of the themes I've already touched upon, thinking in comparative ways and thinking across borders and across time. Our two featured peer-reviewed articles in the issue I'd like to just talk a bit about. First is by Stefano Lucconi, who has published prolifically in the field over a number of years. He currently teaches at the University of Padua in Italy, and he contributes to the debate over Italian immigrant whiteness by offering a regional analysis that I think adds complexity to the question of Italian immigrants' ambiguous racial identity upon arrival and in their first years in the United States, which I think really adds to a debate that has been ongoing for a number of years, and it adds something original and new to that debate. The second peer-reviewed article is by Christina Stanciu. She's an associate professor of English at Virginia Commonwealth University. She examines the Americanization of Italian immigrants in the early 20th century through education. And her article, I think, does especially well in placing the Italian-American educational experience in a wider comparative context by also referring to other ethnic communities, other immigrant groups, also going through a process of Americanization during the same time period. She also draws on a fascinating archival collection that I'd love to look at myself, student notebooks and essays written from the period that she goes through to draw what I think are some really interesting conclusions. Her study, like Lucconi's, is also very nuanced and acknowledges and addresses different points of view within the Italian immigrant community, rather than treating the Italian American experience in a broader, more monolithic way. She looks into the diversity and complexity of ideas within the community by looking at the prominenti and sovversivi perspectives on the question of Americanization and national identity.
Was this your first issue as editor?
This is my first issue as editor, and I became editor while, as you know, it was already in the process of being put together, so I don't want to take credit for it. It really is thanks to my predecessor, Marcella Bencivenni, and the work of the editorial staff that had been putting this issue together for some time. But I really do think it is a terrific issue, and it's reflective of the direction I'd like to see the journal continue to go in as well. Our film reviews, book reviews, and exhibition reviews as well in this issue, and ones that we're working on for the next issue, also reflect a tremendous amount of diversity, both in terms of disciplines and in terms of content, topics ranging from literary criticism and gender studies to works on the history of immigration law and questions of citizenship and belonging. So there's really a variety and a wide range of scholarship that's being reviewed in different forms of media in our current issue.
You mentioned the Institute earlier. Tell me about the John D. Calandra Italian American Institute's upcoming Italian Borderlands Conference, and how do you think the journal and the conference dialogue with each other?
I think it ties together something you asked a bit earlier, and I'd like to start there by saying I think the Calandra Institute just did a terrific job reimagining this conference. It was originally planned as an in-seat conference last spring, which just, of course, wasn't possible due to the pandemic. And it's been reimagined now as a virtual conference. And I think they did especially well and were especially imaginative in how they programmed it to feature a different panel each day during the weeks of the conference, also at the same time. And I think that makes it easier and more available to a wider population of participants, which I think is terrific. And it also shines a greater light on each individual panel, which sometimes when you have a conference that's just in a two-day period, it's impossible to get to see everything, to have the time to really engage with individual scholars. And I think this new format promises to work very, very well. I think there's a lot of intersections with the work of the journal and this particular conference. Similarly, there's a wide range of topics that are across disciplines and geography, touching on the theme of the conference, Italian borderlands. And I think it reflects a lot of the new directions that the field of Italian American studies has in fact been going in the last few years, especially in looking both at the local as well as the international and thinking in ways that cross borders and cross disciplines, relating to some of the topics affecting Italy, relating to colonialism, relating to ethnicity and immigrant identity. So I'm very much looking forward to, I plan to attend as many as I can. And it's always a great opportunity, conferences, to learn about new scholars and learn about what folks are working on. And usually there's potential there for some of what's being presented at a conference to turn into peer-reviewed articles. So I'm definitely going to be following the conference with great interest and keeping an eye out for any of the presentations that I think are appropriate for possible submission to the journal. And I'd, of course, welcome any of the conference participants that may hear the podcast to also keep us in mind as a possible venue for their work.
I do hope you get back to Italy and Rome with the students. Any plans, or is that on hold while we wait everything out?
I think we all have to take it day by day and play it by ear. Personally, I had plans to participate in a conference this summer in Italy. Too early, I think, for study abroad. And of course, just this week, I heard Italy is locking down once again. So I'm hopeful we can all get back to normal. I'm sure we will begin traveling and researching again, and archives will begin opening up soon. So my hope is that this is just a temporary pause, and I'm very much looking forward to bringing students again to Italy and future research trips as well for research.
Thank you for listening to the University of Illinois Press podcast. The latest issue of the Italian American Review is available on the University of Illinois Press website. Dr. David Aliano, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.